they have brought the name of the party into disrepute, and to that effect, there have been allegations, petitions against their standing within the party. And yesterday, having held the Central Committee meeting, those members, as matters were brought to Central Committee, and for purposes of upholding the norms and ethics and procedures of the party, they were asked to step aside by way of them being suspended from all party activities or indeed any participation on their part in party activities until such a time that the disciplinary processes are concluded. That is the decision that was made yesterday.
What's the next step after the suspension? Because there are suggestions that it's too sudden and it's too abrupt. So how do you explain to the population or your supporters about why the Central Committee or the party decided to take this decision?
I'd be surprised if anybody said it is too sudden and people are not aware, because the activities of these colleagues have been in public domain. The only thing that has hindered or has created an impression that we have been very slow at taking action is the fact that there is always a demand within our strategy for us to follow the cause of natural justice. And to that effect, disciplinary procedures needed to be followed and adhered to strictly. Otherwise, the membership across the country has been demanding that for purposes of preserving unity and discipline within the party, that swift action should be taken against these members. It has taken us this long for us to arrive at this decision because of the internal processes that were being undertaken. Of course, some of these processes we were not pronouncing publicly because it wasn't necessary, because we needed to give an opportunity for these colleagues to be heard. The only reason why it was necessary to make a pronouncement yesterday is because the general public and the membership across the country needed to know that by virtue of these suspensions, these colleagues are precluded from participating in party activities.
Nakachinda, what do you say to those who are of the view that perhaps a reconciliation move or having a dialogue with some of these, your members, in order to try to right the wrongs or alleged wrongs they have committed, in order to have a form of unity, because politics in Zambia is by numbers, and having these people in your ranks who have been members for a long time really serve a significant purpose?
First of all, reconciliation and dialogue and making sure that in whatever action we take, we don't cross a line in infringing on people's democratic right to express themselves or indeed to undertake activities that they have the right and freedom to do is not infringed upon. It's a silver line. I can only but confirm to you that the priority of the party, whenever a member crosses a line, is to engage them and possibly correct them. And if at all they have a dispute with a fellow member, or indeed they have a dispute with the leadership of the party, or indeed they have an issue with the decision the party has made, we first step has always been engagement. And that's how come I'm saying that because of the fact that there's a disciplinary process, I may not get into details, but there is no malice or indeed any intention to get to any individual member out of the party just for the sake of it. If a decision for it to take over a year is because there were mitigating measures that were being undertaken behind the scenes, which have not yielded results. And in this case, we can only subject this process to strict, legal and our regulation provisions so that then we can make a decision that is legally binding, and also you safeguard the image of the party. I can disclose to you that as we speak now, one of the members is attempting under the sponsorship of the UPND to hold in a procession tomorrow. They want to call a general conference because the UPND are determined to try and create a faction within Patriotic Front because they are, you know, dead scared of the United, you know, Patriotic Front.